James is on his way here.
Yeah, we're ready to go.
Is Jim coming back?
He's on his way.
You're good?
The board is now in session. We have Mr. Michael Mall. Would you like to present your case to the board?
Yes. Good morning. Thank you for seeing me. My name is Mike Mall. I live in St. Louis area. And purchased this property in Emerald Point back in 2002, August 2002, for $37,400. There's about 800 pieces of property in Emerald Point, is my understanding. I received something that said that my property is worth $80,000 for tax purposes. I don't believe that is. My understanding from talking to a couple different realtors that only two properties sold in the last 2 years in what I don't know if we call the secondary market, in other words, not directly from Emerald Point, in other words, from individual owners. The only two that have sold in the last 2 years, one was in foreclosure. They were asking 19.9, and I've got that up there. In the second page, it'll show that they were asking 19.9. And they got $15,000. This is back in January. Pardon my penmanship. I talked to that Kelly Grisham realtor this morning, listen top left, and he said one sold last week in what's called Phase 9 just recently for $18,000. And he says you'd be lucky if you got $25,000 for that piece of property right now. He says there's over 100 on the market, and the market's just sort of gone to pot. He says, unless you've got Lakefront or Lakeview, you're going to have a very difficult time selling these. Just someone was bottom fishing and got lucky. I have mine on the market right now for $39,500. The only reason I have it that is don't want to take a loss. Do I need to sell? I mean, no, we're not going to starve. But, when I fill out the paperwork, I indicated the value was $15,000. I understand the property is sold for $15,000 right there. If you look on the previous page, it shows that it was 0.58 acres, and mine is point up on the top right, and mine is 0.21 acres, less than half of that.
You have it listed for 39.5.
Yes, sir.
What would you take from the? I'm curious.
You can make me an offer.
Would you take $15,000?
Would you take $15,000? Would you take $25,000?
I'd probably take
$25,000. Okay.
Because today I'd take $25,000 because Lord knows what the market's going to do in the next few years.
Okay.
And, with the real estate taxes, whatever they might be, and the $300 fee, I don't like swallowing a loss, but I would take $25,000 today. Might have to twist my wife's arm, but she twisted my arm to buy it. That's another story.
That's the real estate market.
Yes, sir.
The depression stays like this. People hate to sell something at a loss in real estate.
Except a car, then they just accept that's the way cars are.
Yeah.
Yes.
But not real estate.
Yes, sir, you're correct.
What are your notes up here?
This is something I penciled this morning, and they were asking for copies of things. This is what I just wrote up.
Okay.
I didn't know this would be on this. I thought you'd like to have it. Pardon my penmanship. Mike Mall, Emerald Point, purchased in 2002 for $37,400. Only two properties sold in the last 2 years, non-lakefront, non-lakeview. One was for $15,000, which was that other piece of paper that was up there. And the other one I just found this morning that closed last week. For $18,000. Both realtors I've talked to said there are over 100 Emerald Point properties on the market. You cannot put a sign on your property because of whatever. And I've talked to two different realtors. They say I'd be lucky to get $25,000.
This is not Lakeview or Lakefront,
no,
correct?
Sir. That's okay. Correct. And I currently have listed for 39.5, and the phone's not ringing off the hook. There's 100-plus properties out there for sale.
Have you tried to advertise it yourself?
Is that what a realtor's supposed to do?
Exactly.
No offense, I'm sorry, but...
You do have a listing with a realtor?
Yes, sir.
You said there's 100-plus properties for sale out of 600?
800.
800.
Yes, sir. Okay. That's what I've been told.
And that's what, 10% commission to a realtor on development?
I think she said she would take eight or nine.
Yeah. Can I ask James how he came to this number?
He said Kenny didn't need to get some information.
I have no information backing what this gentleman's saying. All the sales I have in Emerald Point, Emerald Bay area is running 9,400. We've got a lot here that sold parcel 190. Where's his property at? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 properties down from his that sold in June of 2008 for $100,000. We've got a property just across the street from his that sold for $94,900. So that basically your question. And then we've got Emerald Point sales up here, 08, 89.9. 08, 79.9.
Can you say that again? I'm sorry, what the comparables are you're using, James?
The two that I'm telling you that's close to his is 1, 84. Can you come up and direct you so it can help you on the map?
Yes, sir. Okay.
There's 84 sold for, and show the his property is 95.
Okay. Okay, so 84, lot number 84 sold for?
94.9.
What's the other one you had?
90.
Okay.
Sold for 100,000.
How long ago?
In 08.
Okay.
10th month of 08.
Just so October.
Right.
Yeah, but those are ones that are being sold by the people at Emerald Point. And I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
But there's 100 pieces of property out there, and you know, if these people knew that, you know, these properties were out there for going for $15,000, $18,000, they.
That's right. You say on an empty lot you can't have a sign.
Correct.
Well, covenants.
I mean, some of the others on my condos they can't have, but I've never heard of one an empty lot. I believe you say it, Rick.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen them, so. Okay. That's all the questions I have.
But do you have a listing of, do you have schedules of what else? The listing's out there right now. I don't know if you have that information.
He gets them when things were sold, like that's where he showed.
But then he also should know that these two sold for 15 and 18.
Right, right. And he's probably looking that up. Or
this is our latest.
Okay.
Well, like that one that I had up there, can you find that sale? That's not it, whatever. That one there.
When did that sell?
It closed in January, is my understanding, for 15.
So it closed after January
1.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
It has, yeah, there's the sold date is 09. Closing date, I mean.
This is the tear sheet.
Okay. Closed in January this year. We're not seeing it on our list.
Are you looking for the one you talked about the lot?
We have, in Emerald Point, occasionally, and I mean very occasionally, not on a basis of a daily situation, weekly, yearly, every once in a while, we will see a lot sell for some price that is not normal to the market. No one seems to know fairly decent lots. But as a general rule, those will bring from $80,000 to $119,000, just one right after the other.
I don't think that those buyers know what the market is like.
I think you're right there. There's a lot of people coming in.
Fine.
We hear a lot of them. Realize
you said that, I didn't.
We've got a lot that sold, four lots from this location for $102,619. Four lots away from that location.
Each one of them for $102,000?
$102,000 it sold in 08. We've got a lot that is eight lots from it that sold for $94,900. The only question I would have, is it a possibility? I've never heard from this owner and why he wouldn't have come in seeing this value on this lot. The questions we have sometimes, does a development dump a culvert or some kind of obstruction on the lot that is really not relevant to the other lots? And that declines the value. If that is not occurring, we don't look at these in particular sales as being true to the market.
Months ago, I was down here and I met with realtor that, you know, no, I don't. I can just tell you what these two realtors have told me. And I said, you know, if I had the names of those people, I'd say, I've got property right next to you. I can sell it to you for $25,000. You paid $100,000. Are you interested? They might say, oh.
Isn't that available to you through the recorder's office to find out the names of those citizens?
I don't know that. I drove 250 miles down here. I'm
right,
not sure.
It's at the recorder's office. Every one of those lots have a name and parcel number to them, and that information would be available to you, sir.
But I'd like to know about these, you know, my yesterday of records of these two that sold for $15,000 and $18,000 in the last few months that don't have Lakeview or Lake Front.
You've been still holding out hope to get your money back.
Well, like you said, no one likes to take a loss.
They're just about figuring they're going to get my money out and pay the realtor.
Well, you know, when's the market going to come back? How much is it going to come back? And how much am I willing to pay in real estate taxes and subdivision fees, which are also going up until that time? You have all those trade-offs.
The BOP should be aware this property was on for $56,000 in previous years, and my concern is if it's not worth but $15,000, why did you not come in and question the $56,000?
Because it took a big jump recently when the market headed south.
Okay.
That's basically it.
Okay. Any further questions? We will be in deliberation this afternoon on all the cases coming before us. You will receive notice one way or the other by mail.
Okay, so I don't get an answer now? No, okay.
Deliberate, cogitate.
Everything. Will we not have one this afternoon? Is that what you were saying?
Hmm?
If you're going to be in town, if you wanted to check back with the clerk, you may have an answer later today. Maybe not.
Oh, yeah, Ben, we're going to try to vote on it today.
Ben, have we explained to these gentlemen that if they're not satisfied with what we come up with, that they have the option to go to the state tax commission with these things? And also, there is another option to go to circuit court if need be.
Yeah, there's multiple steps. The state
tax multiple steps. It's an opportunity for you to come forward, state your case. We make a decision. If you're not satisfied with that decision, you can appeal, and that takes place right here. And I just wanted you to be aware of that.
Yeah, the state tax commission level isn't like a court proceeding or anything. It is kind of, but you come in and do the same thing you did today, except you'd want to bring you know, more formal evidence, I would think. But you don't know. You might like the decision today. So, but
well, someone said maybe you should bring an attorney. So, you know, why would I pay $500 for an attorney that, and maybe I'd save you. Yeah.
Right.
We have a few people who argue that that's been wrong. Well, the point is, we'll
you understand where I'm coming
we'll
from.
We'll wait till we hear the cases today.
Okay.
And we're going to take a lunch break now, and then we'll come back when we've got a bunch more. Then towards the end of the afternoon, around
whenever then the sessions are, then we're going to finalize all the decisions.
After the last one scheduled this afternoon is at 2:15. After that, we'll just go into deliberation then and vote on each individual case.
Do I get to sit in on the deliberations?
Yeah.
Am I allowed to say anything or just or not?
Not at that stage. If you have anything else to say, speak up.
Like you said, I'd be happy to take $25,000 this afternoon and pay the 8-10% and take the loss, and it's not fairly worth $80. So you think about 3 o'clock?
Somewhere around after 2:30.
Do you know what order I'd be in? I guess you're hearing about 10, 12, 15 today.
We've got
I've headed back
one,
to St. Louis.
Two, we'll have, you'll be the, well, right now the third. If we go into succession, we've got two decide from this, the morning session. And then you'll be number three, and then whatever else we have afterwards. So, I mean, you're welcome. I mean, it's open. So if you want to be here for the 2:15, as soon as that one's over, is that right? As soon as the 2:15 over, which is
that they're bored. That anyone can sit in. You can sit back here and listen to what somebody else makes their case. Or
the 2:30 is when we should be done with the last hearing, the last case, and then we'll start deliberating from the front to back.
Okay. Michael, so, are you wanting to hear the discussion, or do you just want to answer? Because if you just want
a little
to
bit
answer,
of both,
I'll take your phone and call down the number and give you a call. Then we have a long drive back home.
And we're on the web if you have a laptop.
I can't do that on Highway 44. They don't like that. Highway Patrol frowns on it, even in construction. Maybe I'll wait around 3 hours. Okay. But I'll just sit there like a church mouse. And
not a problem.
You're not allowed to say anything, in other words, right? Or is it U5
or
6?
That's five.
U5. Okay. You can tell by the size of the name place, I don't know what that means.
No, he's the county attorney, he's the assessor, and then this is the Board of Equalization members here. That's the county clerk.
I'm the taxpayer.
There you go. Gotcha.
That's all I have. Any other questions for me?
Yes, sir.
Thank you for coming in.
I hope you understand my situation.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. It's kind of you.
Okay.
Can I ask one more question? What would you do for 3 hours in this town on a rainy day?
In this town?
What branch is your show?
What do you mean by that?
I didn't say that.
On a nice day, there's lots to do, but probably get something to eat.
All right, so I guess we're going to
you're free to see the show.
On the back of right now is what we're saying.
And there's a little library across the street.
Do we have anything between now and noon?
Yes, sir.
Here's your schedule.
That's your schedule, right there.
I know.
There's several. I can't remember.
Yeah, but we're free from 11 to 1. We start up here again at 1.
1 o'clock.
I thought we needed 2 hours for lunch.
I said we had that schedule.
Wow.
2:30. We have to work with other people's schedules as well.
Can we deliberate this case so those gentlemen can
move on? I was thinking the same thing.
I'm fine with that. You want to deliberate now?
I think so.
Good for him.
Let you get on your way.
Okay.
I'll
sit
back.
Okay, any comments? Looks to me like we've got two completely different sets of evidence. One coming from Jim that there's been one sold for around $100,000 close by. And then the evidence from him that there's been some sold for $15,000 to $25,000.
Yeah.
I want to ask a question to James about the median and means process that was discussed earlier. As we sat in our meeting at Springfield on the educational part of this, that came into play quite a directive for us to consider. Is what you explained earlier on the 80,000 that you had lowers and uppers that were, is the way you come to the median mean process?
Yes, sir. The medians and means are derived that away. If there's outliers of 15,000 and outliers of 150,000, sometimes outliers can be taken off of that study. You take the same amount off of the low end as you do off the top end, which does not change the median, but you don't look at those as being true market value of a piece of property. And more reflected market value of those properties in Emerald Point is $80,000. We actually give this gentleman a 6% decline on vacant lands that I told you that had showed up as a declining value, and his property is actually on at $75,200, along with all the neighboring properties on that street and along that entire subdivision.
And we had the actual sale up there at one lot, but did we have it of the other one that he said was 25,000? Just the 15,000 is the only one we showed, right?
We didn't show any of those sales. We don't have the sale. We showed the tear sheet from the listing.
Yeah, but I mean, it has sale date and closing date and everything on it.
Can you go back on that?
Go back on that contract, if you would. Now that was in January, though, so that's why we wouldn't show it here, but because that was just January of this year, I believe. But in the bottom right or bottom left
right
down
here,
there,
says sale price.
Yeah, sale price. But in the bottom left is the closing date and contract date and everything over here, and it was 09. Looks like February the 6th was the
6th.
Is that?
But
is that a listing price, 28.4, uh-huh, above the sale?
Oh, that's Craigslist, yes.
Let me back there for a second.
Yeah.
But the, is that the only, I mean, the other sale that Mr. Mall referred to at 25,000, we don't have any evidence of that. That's just what a realtor told him, right?
Kelly Grisham you're talking about.
Yeah.
I'm going to step out on a limb here and make a motion. Here it goes. I haven't been shy yet, and I've been shot down most of the time, so that's fine. I would say that his old assessed value was 56,000. That's what he showed in
appraised.
Appraised. I keep on saying assessed. Appraised value was 56,000. He bought it for 39,500. Okay. I would propose or make a motion that we would average, take an average of those two numbers, which is 47,750. So my motion would be to set his tax rate at 47,750.
That's a compromise.
That's
a compromise.
You'll second that?
Dave Oliphant is seconded.
Dave seconds it. Any further discussion?
I was going to punch in that property just for fun to see what it's appraised at. Can you go back? Or do you know, James?
I don't know.
He said it right here.
Oh, okay, I see, sure. And that's the same as all the rest of them, right? And it sold for
$15,000? This is an assessed value.
Yeah, but it's, if you look, it's $14,290.
Here's what they actually sold.
No, that's the assessed value.
It's the assessed, not the appraised.
What's that saying?
The appraised would be $75,000.
That's value. Correct. With that assessed value, the appraised value is $75,200 by the assessor.
The but comparable property, Kenny has just made me aware that the comparable property you're showing is in a different map.
Well, that's what I was wondering, a different number.
$36,200 instead of $36,100. or 36.3.
But your values is the same as his
property. It's 80,000 straight through, I'm sure.
We have a motion to reduce the
what do we do to
appraise value?
Let me ask this question. What do we do to other properties that come in? If we got three, or I guess you give three or four examples of the 94 to 100 and some odd thousand. We have this one odd situation on this one, and then we got this gentleman that's wanting to sell his property. What do we do about the, I keep going back to the class that we took that talked about the median and means that we set as a BOE.
Is that what he's really trying to do here?
That's kind of what I'm trying to do is.
I was able to reduce the assessed valuation from 75,200 to 47,750.
I'm just going to go on record and say, you're fixing to put the assessor in jail.
Is that because we're going too far below the?
If the state draws this piece of property, they'll obtain value the same way I did. I will be at a 50% ratio on value of this property. And it will affect the rest of Taney County's value.
You're saying, James, if they pulled this particular property in a study in their huge
scope
partial, they happen to pick this one, then that would affect
every property in Taney County.
There are 35 samples that they pulled, Chuck. If this one would have been in there, then it would be, the ratio would be in that but, that they would use again, Taney
right.
County.
But just for the sake of argument, we haven't changed. I mean, everybody knows we're in a heck of a battle, and there's been all kinds of studies done, and we haven't changed a thing.
We changed this land. That's what this gentleman's doing here.
But you said it would affect all properties. Did I not understand you
it'll
right?
It will affect the ratio.
But
when
as far
you're,
as affecting
when you're,
all the properties, it's not going to affect all properties in Taney County.
If they pull it in a ratio, it will affect the entire property values of Taney County.
If they go out and find that it's worth more than, if they go out and they appraise it at $75,000, it would have an effect. Correct?
That's correct.
But if 47 was the value that they found, it'd be 100%, correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
But they'd also have the same comparables. We showed three lots one side of it, three lots the other side of it as being worth 94.9 to 100,000. If there's the only way I believe to be fair is if there's an obstruction on this lot, then they could not use it in a ratio study. If there is something abnormal about this lot that would lower it to half of what the other lots are on, yes, there would be reason. We're
those comparable sales are from what day? What dates?
Is it January?
January this year, or February the 6th is what it says on that.
Well, those are his comparables, the taxpayers' comparables. I'm talking about James's comparables that he's talking about.
One of them was October of 08, which is 2 months from tax date.
Mm-hmm.
And one was July, I believe, of 08.
And is there anything more than two comparables? Or?
That's all we have on this list. If I went back another year, we would have had huge amounts.
Do you think values...
Also, we're looking... I'm sorry.
I was going to ask, do you think values have gone down since 2007, or they've gone up? January 1, 09 over January 1, 07. Do you think they've gone up or they've gone down?
They have gone down. We decreased it from the 80,000 by 6% to 75,200.
Can we get the Until you get the aerial view of that lot again.
At previous, before information come in to lower it, it was valued at $80,000.
Map view. Okay, can you zoom out and show us?
He said $80,000 in 07.
No, appraised value.
Was $56,000 in 07.
Right.
And you put it up to 75.
We put it up to 80 through our studies. Then we give the 6% declining value we've seen in vacant lots to these same lots that we had actually raised and lowered it to the 75 too.
Kenny, what lots sold within three or four lots of that? Can you tell me that?
Parcel number 84 and parcel number 90.
We need the other map.
Can I have your map, please, again? Yeah.
Show me the other map.
There. Show him the.
I was going to look at the close-up of it and see if it looks any different.
Do you know of any of... Well, that's not a question now. I just wondered about any of the
questions outside. Mr. Ball, do you know of anything on this lot that would make it less desirable than the one a couple down?
The end of the property.
You're the last house.
Well, no. It's the end of the subdivision. Subdivision broke away. I don't know. It's just fields and power lines the other side. That my property. I'm not in the middle of the subdivision.
How close are you to those power lines?
They're behind them.
They're quite a ways behind.
Yeah. It's not effective.
It sounds like Emerald Point can advertise real well, and they sell theirs at a pretty good price, and the people that are selling their own are kind of desperate to sell because theirs don't sell as readily.
There it is. There's Jim.
That's Convert.
Yeah, I was just looking to see.
I'm going to withdraw my motion.
Let's see. I'm just looking to see how this looks here and compared to his.
Withdraw your second?
Yes.
I was wanting to discuss this more. So, James, understand. Okay, so the $56,000, which was the appraised value in Earl.
Yeah. That's what I was looking for.
Seven. Then you guys do a kind of an internal number, which was the 08 number, which you put at 80,000.
Right. And vacant, we give a 6% decrease to, yeah. Took it to 75.
So the process in the 08, that's kind of your sales, your formal process.
The sale of 56,000 was obtained from 04, 03, 04, 05 information sales. And then we moved those lots from 40,000 to the 56.
Gotcha.
Because the sales were showing that.
Okay.
So, but we didn't show no declining value to reduce.
But your sales, you've only got two sales, you said, right?
Current 08 sales.
We've got the Lakeview lot.
As close to the tax date as possible.
The Felton that was in here, his lot's back to 80,000.
This is not a little abnormal for us to have such two closely related lots to the time frame of what we're talking about. Normally, you don't have that.
Right.
But there are two closely related on both ends.
Right. I mean, the map is very explicit on what it is.
You do the averages on these things, sort of like the Olympics on the diving and skating. You can throw out the top and the bottom quarter and the rest of the count.
Is it? Is
you've got two well below the number here and two above.
Is it again the? Is there anything wrong with the indicators from 2007? I mean, I know we talked about 2009 not being. Marshall, could we go back and get some comparable sales so we had more than two?
We might be able to find some in that lot, but when you back up, then you're playing with a market that is not true to current.
I understand. I'm just trying to figure out how we can come to a conclusion.
It probably would.
If it's a vacant land, he gives them a break.
Right. But, I mean, still they're within $5,000 of each other.
Okay.
What I was bringing up was on another lot that we had with a house on it that we discussed earlier today.
Right.
Was a beautiful Lakeview lot with an improvement of a home.
Right.
But the land itself was valued at $80,000.
Yes.
Only $5,000 different from this, and it had a beautiful Lakeview.
That's correct.
And I'm trying to
get a coil, you know.
The problem you have with picking that Lakeview lot, you get away from uniformity, because you might go around two lots from that Lakeview lot and not have a Lakeview out there at Emerald Point. This one here, I just turned to Kenny and I said, Kenny, I thought I could see the lake from this street. He says it's questionable whether you could. Now, on Ladybug and Cimarron, there's a corner lot that is a wedge lot that we have devalued, but it has its reason for devaluing it. It sets between a house as having a very expensive house and a vacant lot, and it kind of lays in a wedge. And yes, somebody's going to have, and got a beautiful lake view. They're going to have a hard time building on that lot, but it's one of those that would be in question. I'm not hearing from evidence presented that this is a situation on this lot that we're hearing here today as it having some kind of obstruction that would cause a devaluing.
Well, I'm not either, but I don't see how a beautiful Lakeview lot can be valued at 80 and this one at 75 when it doesn't have a Lakeview. I mean, that's what I'm having trouble understanding.
That's what we're trying to stay uniformity. Uniformity is our main objective.
Just let me ask, does the ability, because of the covenants and the restrictions, or the inability to not be able to advertise the property reflect what you have, or affect what you can sell it for? I mean, can you compare individual owner properties to Emerald Point owned properties that sell? Would that be comparing apples and oranges?
The highest sales of Emerald Point property is now occurring across the road, across Hill Haven, that does not even have a lake view. And we are really in a quandary of what we're going to do in 2011 with those lots, because we're talking huge amount of sales across Hill Haven that can't even see that. You can see how the roads are laid out.
What kind of price?
$129,900.
And your motion that you pulled, Jim, was for how much?
$47,750. What I did is took his listed price that he paid plus the 07 appraised value, which was $56,000. And if that's the median or the mean, and came up with $47,750 is how I came up to $47,750.
Corner of a lot next door to that one. So those are all.
You raised a question. Does that prompt you to say anything?
Because they're all the same.
Make any motion? I think you can see, Mr. Mall, we tried to get you on your way, but who's going to have to go over to the second? We're not right down getting anywhere.
Let me throw another motion out. I'll make a motion. We leave it at the 07 numbers, which is appraised value at $56,000. And that's my motion.
Is there a second?
I'd rather you go back to your first motion. Did you do that?
59 dies for the lack of a second.
All right. Thank you. I'm motioned out now.
Oh, no.
Come on, Chuck, make a motion.
I'll make Jim's motion for lack of a better one.
47.7?
Yeah.
750.
Is there a second to that?
James, you want to try an auction? Or just for fun?
See the little rat bull now. What are you going to get for him?
Well, you really confused all the issues there now since the first motion was made.
You're not going to second your
one? No, I pulled it. I just.
He's motioned.
You started it.
I started it, but then.
Just frankly, I'd even go lower. But without talking to realtors and seeing what's going on out there and why you're getting, you got two sales at 100,000 and then we see one or two or three that's way low. If I was going to make a decision right at this moment, that's...
Yeah, because I would
ask... I don't know that it's right.
What I would ask this board, and if this gentleman makes the call to the gentleman three lots up that give $109,000 and he can get on the schedule before July 13th, are we going to lower his to 57.5 also after him paying $109,900 in October of 2008? So that's the quandary this board would be in.
We ran into that with the Hilton.
We're limited to the evidence presented to us, too.
Why do you say that, Bob?
Well, in other words, depending on who the pigeon was that came in.
We don't go out and gather our own evidence. Whoever the taxpayer is presents his evidence. You hear what the assessor had to say about why it should be where it is. And unless we're going to open it up and go do our own assessment, we listen to the evidence that's before us and make a decision.
I mean, the evidence before us is 37.4 is what he paid for it. And the other evidence would be in 07 it was 56,000. That's appraised value.
And he presented evidence of sales in January or something that were on the...
Below that.
Right.
And then our job, if I'm not mistaken, and I may be wrong, is to set the value, the correct value for this parcel. Is that correct?
Right.
Right.
Okay, the correct value for this specific parcel. Not if someone overpaid for another parcel, but whatever are the correct values for this property.
Well, Dave's argument on the other side was the $80,000 on the guy give $150,000.
Right.
So, I mean, it's.
But his value.
What I'm thinking, Jim, is in my situation, and I went to this up there. I'm trying to reach a median mm-hmm. and mean for this entire area, and that's what we have to do. We can't be wandering off and grabbing this low number of the 15, which sold, and that's the assessed value that it sold for, or we can't be reaching up here and grabbing the 150.
Right.
So we have to reach...
I'd rather just leave it at 07. That's why my motion was to just leave it at 07.
Well, on January 1st of 09, what would a seller who didn't have to sell but wanted to sell, and a buyer who didn't have to buy and was going to buy, What was the price that would have been paid on January 1st of 2009? That's how you...
Mr. Mollis said 25,000.
But he listed 39.5. So if that's the case, he would be satisfied with 39.5.
Did the board miss something? I know we see the 37.4, but do you see the date that was purchased?
02, yes, sir.
02. Relevant to today's market whatsoever. Absolutely has no bearing whatsoever. 02 is 7 years
right.
ago. And appraisers don't look at anything over 3 years old.
But are we looking at, from what Danny said, a median for the whole area? Are we trying to decide that whole area, or are we trying to decide the property that's in question? Now, this morning, you know, I was talking about other houses like the one that came in here, and I said, you know, we're going to raise this one, then shouldn't we raise all of them? You said, no, we got to deal with one property. Well, now you're saying we have to look at all the properties in there instead of the one.
Something is causing a major issue here. Is this property that is caused, sold for $15,000, a true marketable property? That's something you guys haven't asked the question. It says it fronts to Eagle Crest Drive, I believe. Fronts on Eagle Crest, backs up to Hill Haven. Well, Eagle Crest and Hill Haven, you can see nothing. Those lots are not worth as much as other lots.
Well, we don't know that this property owner that took had listed for more than that. It took $10,000 less. We don't know if that property owner wasn't in bankruptcy and had to sell to get what.
Yeah, we don't know nothing about the other property.
Distressed seller, distressed.
Yeah.
I can't put a lot of faith in that sale because it could be a distressed sale, you know. And the word that another one sold, a realtor said another one sold for 25. We don't have any proof of that.
Well,
Hillhaven Drive, you can see on that map, and Dave, you've drove it many times.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing luxuriously luxurious about Hillhaven Drive. That is the back side of Eagle Crest.
Was property going up 2%?
What was your motion, Jim?
My motion was to leave it at $56,000, which was the 07 appraised value. That was my second motion. But I think there's a current motion, which is Chuck's current motion.
Yeah,
is it dead?
Dr. Rose? It's died.
Okay.
But the question I heard Dave ask is, are we going to look at one property, or are we going to look at an area of properties?
We're only looking at the
part with the, well, that's why when I made the motion earlier to talk about the value of that house, I was looking at that one parcel, not anything else. That's why I made that motion to raise that property value. Because I was looking at that one parcel. Here, looking at that one parcel. If no one else wants to appeal, that's fine. But that's what I've been doing. Now, I guess that's the discussion we really need to have.
What if the property, from what he purchased it at, went up approximately 2% per year? Over 7 years would be about 14, 15%. I mean, that's not exact because it goes up 2% each year. It put it up around 58 to 60,000. Then you took the downturn in the market and adjusted it from there. I mean, that might make some sense.
That's back at 56. Basically, we're back at the 07 number.
I'm going to make a motion as Jim had the 56, whatever the...
Just leave it at the 07.
At the 07 values.
I'll second that motion.
All in favor, say aye.
Jim, aye.
Dave, aye.
Danny, aye.
Chuck, aye.
Rose, aye. You now have a property valued at $57,000 instead of...
$56,000.
$56,000 rather than
$70,000.
All right.
Okay.
We'll send it to you in writing.
I think one comment, not about this issue. You know how school funding works in this state?
Yes.
And you know about the lawsuits from St. Louis County?
Yes.
Parkway, where I'm at, gets like $100 per kid. I'm just going to
If you're in McDonald County, it's about $14 a kid or $11.
Thank you for your time.
Board to 56 even?
The 07 number.
Yes. 07 number, whatever that
was.
$10,640 was the assessed value of 07.
$56,000.
Okay, that's what I came up with.
That's what it'll be set at.
Can I ask for a recess, Dr. Rose? Do I make it till 1 o'clock?
When we come back, we're going to have to take up tasks at that time. We'll recess till 1 o'clock.
Yay!